Judith Shaton's music ranges from acoustic to electronic and multimedia, from chamber and choral to orchestral. Educated at Douglas College, the Juilliard School, and Princeton University, where she got a PhD, Judith Shaton is William R. Kennan, Jr. Professor and Director of the Virginia Center for Computer Music at the University of Virginia. Her major teachers include Milton Babbitt, Otto Luening, James Randall, and Gunther Schuller. Her own teaching focuses on composition, computer music, and related topics. Shaton has received 4 National Endowment for the Arts fellowships, as well as awards from many other organizations and many prestigious commissions from orchestras and chamber ensembles. Sounds of the environment play an increasing role in her music. Singing the Blue Ridge, written in 2002, is scored for mezzo, baritone, orchestra, and wild animal sounds. We're going to hear Shaton's Akhmatova songs using texts of the great Russian poet who lived from 1889 to 1966. Akhmatova suffered through political ravages from the Russian Revolution to Stalin's reign and endured the execution of her ex-husband and the imprisonment of her son. The 3 poems of the cycle, The Muse, Everything is Plundered, and Souls of All My Dears, share themes of loss and transcendence. The first sings of the muse's gift and the mystery of creativity. The second opens with a burst of anger of senseless destruction, but is transformed as the scent of cherry trees wafts in. The third is poignant, reflecting on Akhmatova's own past in Tsarskoye Selo, where Pushkin had attended the Lyceum. Here, she sees her own place as a singer of poems. Lucy Shelton is the soprano with the da capo chamber players. I'll read each poem before we listen to it. The Muse. When late at night I wait for her arrival, my life seems to hang by a thread. What are homage, youth, and freedom compared to my dear guest with the flute in her hand? And now she's come. She sheds her heavy wrappings and looks attentively at me. I guess, are you the one who dictated to Dante the lines of his Inferno? She answers, yes.